DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, May 20th, 2015. DocLove.com Incorporated loves the internet from a business standpoint. But from a personal standpoint, as a guy out there in the dating world, there are a lot of pitfalls in it as you're looking to meet and keep Ms. Right. Listen to Doc's take on this. Want more? Take the free trial to the Doc Love Club. Members get access to over 90 hours of audio and articles just for them. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
You have your reputation, and you want to make sure, and that's why I told you guys to watch it. Anything you do on that internet, the world is going to know. And if you have a Facebook, get rid of it. I don't want anybody there to misinterpret. Oh, gee, look at this. He has two bottles of beer in front of him. I wonder if he's an alcoholic. The beer he got for his buddy. See how people think? It's not reality. It's perception.
Yeah, and you know, and as we've written many times before, and we've talked about on the show, DocLove.com Incorporated has a big web presence, a big social media presence, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, a blog, a website, the Doc Love Club. Doc, you are more steeped in the internet than many, many companies.
How many banks I robbed?
Well, here's the thing, is that this is not an internet. When you say this to these guys, this is not an anti-internet thing. This is a, listen, you put certain things out there, they get shared, you can't control it once it gets by maybe your own profile or how people perceive it. So if you don't put it there in the first place, it's pretty tough for you to get messed up with it.
That's right. I mean, as I mentioned, I saw in a magazine, 40% of the divorce lawyers use Facebook.
Yeah.
Well, that means the husband or the wife is giving ammo to the other one who's leaving. Don't get caught in that. Don't get caught doing that. Stay off the Facebook and all those other things. I don't want anybody knowing anything personally about you until you sit down there on that first date and you can explain everything. You can't do that when she's cruising the internet looking at Facebook.
You know another thing too, Doc, is that when it comes to social media and all these different platforms that you're on, the written word is perceived a lot different than speaking to somebody. So, like, you know, when you're talking to guys online dating, for example, you say, get to that Starbucks date, get to that meeting as quickly as possible because it's so easy for her to misinterpret what you write. Okay, so how about you're writing something random on social media? It might be a joke. And I'm not trying to be uptight about this. Okay, you know, I love the internet. Doc loves the internet. But perception, you're writing something. Seems like a joke. Maybe it's an inside joke with you and your friends. All of a sudden, she perceives it as, who knows how she perceives it. She doesn't know you. You're putting yourself out there without any control of how you're being perceived. And that can destroy challenge.
It also destroys your reputation, and she has the wrong impression of you.
Yeah.
I know a guy, I won't mention his name, but he put out a book with this title, and it irritated a certain amount of people. If you irritate 20% of the people, they thought he meant this when you read the title. But 80% of the people, they got it. But the 20%, well, that's one out of five people. And what if that's a girl you want to date?
Yeah.
Be careful when you put something on the internet. It's that simple, guys.